Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking about the subject for the last week. You know, obviously, you know, on Sunday we got the news. The deal went down after the game, and we were at the airport, and then we had to get Rafi, talk to him, and let him know what happened. So, but there's been conversations, and there's something that it happens in every organization, right? As far as like the communication part of it, you know everything. And then they kept me in the loop with what was going on, and we decided to make the move on Sunday.
How's Alex Cora yesterday evening on WEEI Afternoons? If you missed the full interview, check it out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hear a bunch of interviews, full shows, etc. By using the rewind feature there. Kind of a timeline, as Alex Cora understood it. He said earlier in the week, I guess going back to whatever it was, Monday, he was clued in the loop, didn't catch him completely off guard, but Devers was sitting there on the flight. They had to get him out of the traveling party.
Yeah, get off the flight.
And deal him at the last second.
Yeah.
You know, before taking off, in other words. So that was Cora's understanding of how it all went down, or his view anyway on how it all went down.
And the team wasn't all that beat up about it. That's another thing that sort of come out about this. Like, all right, that's fine. I don't have to deal with that anymore. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, he's your face of the franchise, some are calling him. Obviously the longest tenured member of the team. The only guy that was on the 2018 World Series team still left over. And everyone's like, all right.
Well, this
it's like, okay.
This is why I do think
kind of even Cora, to be honest.
No, so I've come around on that. Yeah. That's one that initially I was like, no. I bet Cora wanted Devers here. I've come around on that. Yeah. I think even Cora was done with him.
Yeah.
But this is why I don't think it was a straight salary dump. It's been a big discussion. Wiggy was arguing with Chris about this morning. And I don't think it's a straight salary dump. I still think the motive, if Devers doesn't act up, and I know you agree with me on this, Keith, if Devers doesn't act up and he's just DHing and even Cassis and Bregman are both healthy, or if he volunteers to play a position in the field, I don't think they move the contract. And so once they decided to trade Devers, I do think getting rid of the entire contract was a big motivation, but they weren't looking for an excuse, in my estimation, and maybe I'm giving the Red Sox too much credit. I acknowledge that. I shouldn't trust them. But I think it started with Devers acting like a clown, and then they said, okay, and a big stipulation in the trade was eating the whole contract. I don't think they said, how do we get rid of the contract? Oh, good. Devers is acting up. Let's get rid of him. I don't think it was a straight salary dump in that regard.
If it was a salary dump, don't they trade him in the spring? Don't they sign Bregman, trade Devers, if they're just trying to get rid of the salary? My guess is you could have gotten Hicks, Harrison, and Tibbs at any time.
Yeah, or yeah, I bet you could have got more for Devers in the offseason, whether you were
right,
having them eat the whole
stuff.
Contract
yeah.
or anything else.
Yeah, you had more teams probably bidding in the offseason, so if it's just salary dump, no. Now, there is the...
There's also
the reporting from the Giants that they needed to take on the whole contract. And so that's why I think people are pointing to a salary dump. Well, I don't know my conspiracy on this.
Oh.
John Henry, who flew out to Kansas City, talked to Devers face-to-face, didn't go his way, is so pissed at Devers that he's telling himself, I'm not going to pay you a cent. Now this is Henry holding a grudge against Devers, where he's like, yeah, we might be able to get an extra prospect out of it if we eat $10 million, but I'm not cutting a check to that guy.
Well, the reporting is the Red Sox wanted the Giants' top prospect. What's the first baseman's name? Eldridge?
He's a hoss.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, Bryce Eldridge. They wanted him, and the Red Sox, they were adamant they were going to get him. And then there was negotiations over time, and the Red Sox backed off it. My guess is why they backed off it is the Giants are like, well, sure, we'll trade him to you, but you got to retain
pay half
of Devers' salary.
And I think Henry refused to do that.
Exactly. So I'm not telling you the salary wasn't a factor. Of course it was.
Of course it was.
But getting getting the highest paid guy off the team who's a crappy leader is also important. That's not just a salary dump. There's also stature that comes along with the contract. And people look at him a certain way because he's the highest paid player on the team and the longest tenured guy on the team.
If Costas doesn't get hurt, he's still on the team.
That's what I think. We're in the minority on that, by the way. The dominating theory on this is that straight salary dump really had nothing to do with Devers. They were looking for an excuse to get out of the contract, and so they got out of it.
Because it seems like they kind of got over... Not that there weren't still like hurt feelings in Devers, whatever, but they clearly moved past the move to DH because he was the DH.
Yep.
It was asking him to play first base where it became like another big thing. And then you go and you relive the moments from spring training, and then it just really snowballed and got worse. But if he was just smacking the ball as the DH, and, you know, it doesn't mean he's a great teammate or anything, but they probably would have left him alone, and Tristan Costas would have played first base, whether Bregman gets hurt or not, and you just kind of you move forward with the team.
Also,
but both those guys getting hurt, and then everybody else changing positions has sort of led to this point.
And the team's sucking. If they're
doesn't help,
they're 15 games over 500. They're trading Devers.
No chance.
So the team
be like Belichick. Belichick trading like Jamie Collins.
They wouldn't do that. So let's all be honest. The salary is a big factor in the trade. It wasn't the only factor in the trade. It wasn't, in my estimation, the biggest factor in the trade. How they're playing, how Devers is acting, those were bigger factors. And then, oh, by the way, let's rid ourselves of the whole contract.
It's like a while we're here situation.
Yeah, for sure. Trust me.
Wiggy tried the ice cream analogy.
Oh.
He was like, that's the cherry on the top.
Got
He's like, the rest of the stuff is the ice cream and the sauce.
I didn't hear him say that. I heard a lot of their arguing. I missed that analogy.
Yeah, I was with Wiggy on this one.
But, okay, I agree with him on that. Trust me, Henry wants to save every penny he can.
Yeah, of course.
But if they're 20 games over, they're dominating and they're in first place, they're not trading Devers.
Yeah.
If Devers
playing first base, they're not trading him.
If Devers is playing first base, I don't think they're trading him. So it wasn't just a salary dump. Can we all agree on that? 617.
Well, I don't think we all can.
779-7937. Jeff is in Rhode Island. Get us started today, Jeff.
Okay. Two quick points. First of all, Devers' new teammate happens to be Dominic Smith, and he's hitting over 300. He was apparently Buster Posey's backup plan. Now we'll get to my question on Devers.
Okay.
I wonder if he ever took the rookies out, bought them dinner, and bought them new suits. Do you think that's what got him going when Bregman did that? And I don't think the thing was a grandstand play on Bregman.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't believe he took them out to dinner and got them suits and went to their road games like Bregman did. I also think some of that can be like a little eyewash on Bregman's part. But no, I think he's a much better leader and better teammate than Devers. I think that's unquestionable.
Yeah, I mean, the most recent reporting was that Alex Bregman, while hurt, is spending time after games talking to Meyer and Anthony about their swings. Meanwhile, Devers is pissed that Campbell was willing to play first base.
So, like,
that's not even up for debate.
Bregman might do some of this stuff for show. Like, I won't even deny that. But he's a way better leader and teammate than Devers.
Right.
Please.
Which top prospects got called up since Devers has been called up?
What?
What prospects would Devers have done this with that Bregman did it with?
Anthony and Marcelo Meyer?
I guess if you're talking like this year, but up until this year, there's been no prospects where.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like over the years.
Oh,
yeah,
Jaren Duran, Tristan Casas?
But they weren't high prospects. And they were all called up during the season. I think it's just not the same.
But Devers could have done it even with these guys
Devers
this
was
year
here this spring.
No, I'm saying like up until this year, I don't think there's a prospect where you're like, oh, he should have been buying these guys suits.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you're right about that. How about this year, though? Where was he
this year? I agree.
Okay. Keith is in New Jersey. Hello, Keith.
Oh, hi. This is Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete, New Jersey. Okay. Hi, Pete.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Pete.
The one question I have, and I'm in the middle of, you know, Mets world and Yankee world, and, you know, this weekend there was nothing better than the Red Sox, you know, just mauling the New York Yankees and how they did it, including, you know, Devers' home run, everything else. I mean, feeling great, and then this happens, and this is always the way the Red Sox work. You know, they just never know when or how to communicate anything. And I've just been so frustrated by it. But my question is, why in the first place was Craig Breslow looking to bring in Bregman when you've got a third baseman?
I mean, there you go, Pete. That's nuts to me.
Alex Cora brought in Bregman.
Okay.
Alex Cora wanted Bregman.
Good point.
Breslow didn't even want him.
It wasn't even Breslow. It was Cora who wanted him. But
also,
like,
Devers sucks at third base.
Does I just can't get over that. Like, the reason that Devers is upset is because they signed a good player when a year ago he asked for good players. That's what he's actually upset about. You can blame the communication all he wants. Communication wasn't great. Fine. You can get past that.
And maybe
what he's actually angry about is they signed a better player than him, a better leader than him, who's making more per year than him, not total. That's what he's actually upset about. And so, for him to have a problem with that is absurd.
Is the people defending Devers or wishing Devers was still here or whatever, some combination of the two, you got to ask yourself, are you upset at all with how he reacted to all this? And if you're not, you must wish they never signed Bregman. Like, you can't have that both ways. You can't have Bregman and Devers at this point because he reacted like such a baby to this move.
Now, look, I'm not telling you the Red Sox are great at communicating.
No, they are not.
We're gonna get to Craig Breslow and his hiring practices coming up, which are just
stranger and stranger by the minute.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. But a couple other items here. I was reading again Buster Olney, and it clicked for me reading this that Cora's the one ripping Breslow off the record. doesn't mean he's wrong. Doesn't mean that any of this is untrue. It's just if I had to guess where it's coming from, it's right from the manager's office. Again, Olney and Cora used to work together. Maybe Cora was supplying some of this to Jun Lee as well, because it's been a couple of steady days of ripping Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
Breslow needs to hear feedback, writes Olney, that is coming from all corners of the franchise, including the manager's office, all that.
Mm-hmm.
His interpersonal skills are poor.
Well,
in his year and a half with the Red Sox, Breslow has failed to build a relationship with the team's most important player. He has to talk more with others, connect more. Because when he doesn't build those relationships, what festers in a vacuum of conversation is the sort of communication decline that developed with Devers. He then hears the exact same story Jun Lee heard, Carl Moshe. Oh, so interesting. So that's come out 2 days in a row,
yeah,
including now today to a former coworker of Alex Cora.
Let's get Moshe on the show.
Interesting. We should.
Let's get Moshe.
His LinkedIn is up there.
All right.
We've got to see if we can get a contact info.
Okay.
But here's what I don't get. It's like, oh, Devers had a bad relationship. Breslow had a bad relationship with the team's best player. Okay. Did they have a good relationship with Bogarts before Breslow got there?
No.
How about Mookie Betts?
I don't think so, no.
How about with John Lester?
No, he was gone.
Okay. So maybe it's not just a Breslow problem.
It's beyond that.
Maybe it goes a lot higher than that, which has always been my point. If you're mad at the Devers trade, be mad at John Henry. I don't really get the people who are ripping Breslow for it. Yeah, he's probably poor communicating.
Yeah.
But the real problem with all these superstars and all the Red Sox issues with their best players over the years, and Betts is much, much better than Rafael Devers, but I'll connect them in this way. Regardless of who the GM is, they're always feuding with these players. That's on ownership.
Yeah,
that's on Henry.
I think any player that ends up making, you know, $200 million or more, whether they're here or not, and let's face it, not in the cases of all these guys eventually, that's not really the chief baseball officer's final say. Like, yeah, when they're traded away, they need to come up with the return, right? John Henry's not like, hey, let's go get Connor Wong. Like, he doesn't know those guys.
Right,
but he's saying, like, hey, we're not signing Betts, so he's gone. Hey, let's get rid of Devers, so he's gone.
Sale,
like,
too. I bet Breslow didn't want to trade Sale. But ownership goes, we're getting rid of Sale, and so do the best you can. And Breslow did a terrible job at getting the best
he could.
That's
on Henry. I don't think Breslow's doing an amazing job. I do think he had a good offseason, and that's getting a bit overshadowed the way this whole regular season has played out.
I'm going to stand on an island with Breslow in this way. I think he's done a good job this season in his roster building. And I used to say this all the time about Dombrowski. People hated Dombrowski. Now people retroactively like Dombrowski. By the end, people hated Dombrowski. He decimated the farm system and this
or
and that.
Or did he?
Okay, he did it.
He had like Jaren Duran and Casas were his guys.
Even Bayo, who I'm not even the biggest fan of. Rafaela, I think, is one of his guys. So, like, guys that are up here contributing, how decimated could the farm system be if they're all up here contributing?
I don't know. He won a World Series.
Okay.
I also will give him points for that.
I was on an island with Dombrowski, and that was a baseball guy. I'll be on an island with Breslow,
too. You big Chaim Bloom guy?
Who's a robotic android. No, I never liked the job that Bloom did in the middle.
Who's got better social skills, Chaim Bloom or Craig Breslow?
Well, I would have said
Breslow. Who's better in the room?
I would have said Breslow before the reporting came out last night. We'll get to Craig GPT coming up in just a little bit. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the game last night as well. Can they score? And is it time to worry about the kids up here with the big club? That's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Base is loaded, one out, two outs, I should say, with a run in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's high in the right field. This thing is crushed. It is back at the wall, and it is gone. Cal Raleigh hits a grand slam, his 27th homer of the year. You could see that coming all the way. Walker Buehler has given up five in the second.
Log every win you can get. Try to come out tomorrow, crochet, and win a series.
0-1. Chopper to short should end it. Crawford to second. In time, and the ball game is over. 8-0. The Mariners beat the Red Sox to level this series. Walker Buehler, shaky start tonight in Seattle. But Garrett Crochet on the mound tomorrow for a series win here in the Pacific Northwest.
Sox got rocked.
Last night was a rough one, Keith.
Yeah, I didn't love that. Things were, the vibes were high, as they say.
Yeah.
9-2 since I got the City Connects.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see a tweet this morning about that.
No. They're 9-3 now.
The Phillies win?
No.
Oh, boy.
It kind of dried up on me pretty quick.
No, we need to test the Phillies.
We need to test it with somebody else. If some other major league team wants to send me a jersey, we'll see if your team goes on a heater.
Mm.
But, yeah, that wasn't pretty last night. They can't win them all. Right? Were they going to win seven in a row? Unlikely.
They decidedly can't win them all. They've won more games without Devers than Devers has won with his new club.
Fair.
Devers, two hits. Red Sox, two hits last night.
Two hits. That's all we got. But two damn hits.
They both lost.
Yeah, they did.
They both lost.
The Sox really were never in it. Down 5-0 early, and then just were never able to scrap together anything at all.
Look, a two-hitter is bad enough. I was a little afraid we were going to wake up today, and it's a no-hitter against the Red Sox, which, you know, Brian Wu was cruising last night. That'd be real tough. Devers has two hits on the other side, and you get no hit.
Would you take Brian Wu?
Sure.
Trade Casas? Brian Wu, he was rumored for every other Seattle pitcher.
Looking pretty good.
Take Wu.
So I know you didn't like my Walker Pooler tweet that I had the other
day. No, I didn't care for that.
How about Walker Pueller?
Fine.
Better?
Better.
It's no poor cell blow.
No.
They can't all be gems, Keith.
That's true. He stinks.
Walker P. Euler. I think we're on to something. We're getting there.
I think he's one of the main reasons.
That's a bad Breslow move. Look, I have, as the text line said, and I guess I'll wear it, I have a boy crush on Craig Breslow.
Well, that guy's saying more than that. The guy's very...
Is it more graphic than that?
Very graphic.
Oh, is it more graphic than that?
Suggesting,
okay.
Yes.
I have a boy crush on Breslow.
Yeah.
The Twitch chat's so wrong. They're like, no one disliked Dombrowski at the end. We used to take calls.
The team fired him. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fan base.
Oh, the fan team, base.
The fan base was done with. They're like, he keeps trading away all the prospects. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
There's nobody in the farm system.
No, he looks better and better now.
I used to argue constantly with people about that in real time. So I'll argue about Breslow, too. I like the moves he's made at the big league level. I don't like all of his interviewing practices, which we'll get to about 10 minutes from now.
Just insane.
He's more robot than human.
Yeah.
But if he's making good baseball moves, Crochet, Bregman, Narvaez. Who else am I missing on the list? Definitely not P. Euler.
Wilson.
Wilson. I feel like there's another obvious one I'm
Chapman,
missing.
Wilson, Bregman,
Thank you. Chapman
Crochet.
Is the other
Chapman.
Obvious one. Thank you. Yeah. No, I mean, I think he's mostly made good moves this year. So I'll evaluate him on that, even if he has bad interpersonal skills.
No, but Buehler's rough stuff. There's been some rough outings over the last handful.
Well, and, you know, again, I think he's a bit of a selfish teammate. If we're going to get on Devers for it, for getting himself ejected in a game where you had no bullpen.
I still blame because he's got for a, that.
I don't even think it's any different than Devers. It's like Devers has
it's way different than Devers.
Devers has a personal issue that gets in the way. Buehler had a personal issue with the ump that got in the way, and he flew off the handling and hurt his team because of it.
Yeah, but the umpires should be robots. We'll get into robots later.
Yeah,
he should be robots, but yeah, I don't think Buehler like necessarily knew he was going to get thrown out either. Whereas Devers knew and had many opportunities to change his mind. Buehler was running hot in the moment, and it cost him and the team. Whereas with Devers, this is. Weeks, months in the making.
It was. He was also. But Devers was also hot in the moment, though. But he was hot over months and months. That's
true. And I don't even blame him for being hot in the moment. So I'm consistent as hell on this. I don't blame Devers for even his first press conference, as bad as that was back in the spring. Like, all right, that's how you feel, but cool.
Get
out.
Over it.
Get over it, and you got a team to play with and play for. But yeah, Buehler, wasn't bad in April, and you were like, all right, if he could just keep that, keep, you know, give me like a 4 ERA, sub 4 ERA, like you're kind of cooking with gas there. But he's had a lot of games where he's just been ripped.
He has.
And this is one of them. 8 earned runs over 3 1/3, so you're just never really in it. Now, obviously, they didn't score any runs. That's another whole issue. Like, well, so their offense has been a mess.
Let's focus on that for a moment. Roman Anthony.
Yeah, how's my guy doing?
Oh, my God. I was listening last night on Nesson, and you should listen on EEI as well. I happened to be watching on TV last night.
Odyssey app, fire that up.
Middlebrooks and O'Brien are just going on and on about how, can you believe anybody's throwing Roman Anthony fastballs? They're like, what a mistake they made. I mean, throwing him a fastball and he hit a home run. I'm like, the guy's hitting 80.
080. 080. You mean 800? No, 080.
No. Not 800.
No.
80 is what he's hitting. And then he proceeded to strike out on a bunch of fastballs in his first at bat. And I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm excited for Roman Anthony.
Sure.
The guy's hitting 80.
Yeah.
He was 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts last night. Marcelo Meyer. A
couple good hacks, though.
Nice play in the field.
Yeah.
He had one of their 2 hits last night.
So he's off the.
Credit to him. He's at 214.
It's all right.
Christian Campbell didn't start the game.
No.
Was a pinch hitter for Trevor Story, 226, 0 for 1.
Yeah.
I mean.
And a lot of strikeouts. You want a strikeout, Campbell will get it for you.
I'm excited for these guys.
Sure, me too.
Especially the first two. I'm excited for these guys. But at what point do you go, all right, guys, like you gotta pick it up. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What's the number?
So what would you say you do here?
Is 2 for 25. Does have a ding dong, though.
No, it's true.
Smoked one. Couple nights ago, absolutely smoked it, and they won that game. But this is also what it goes back to, like Breslow and even Cora to a certain degree. They waited to call these guys up, then they call them up, and this isn't, hey, hit 7, 8, 9 in the order, and sort of we're a good team and sort of ease your way in. They were worried about the pressure they put on them. Now they trade Devers before Bregman even comes back, and they're hitting, you know, 3, 5 in the lineup, whatever it is, like that. Now you are putting pressure on him. Now you are literally looking at him and saying, you guys need to carry the offense in June.
Yeah, and look, I want him to play. I want him to be up here. I want him to play. Yeah. I want to see what they can do, but let's just be honest about what they're doing.
Yeah, what's the line there? I think you have to be patient.
It's not much.
I mean, the poster boy for patience is Dustin Pedroia.
Yep.
Was ice cold the first month of his rookie year and then still won rookie of the year. And then the MVP the next year. So if you ran away from him 20 games in, who knows what you would have gotten. They stuck with him, and the guy turned around and was just on fire after the fact. But you saw this coming because even in the Yankee series, you're saying, all right, I'm loving these wins. You're not going to win a lot of games 2-0.
No.
Not when you're trotting out Bayo and Walker Buehler. And as good as he was the other night, Lucas Giolito, like you're just not going to win a lot of games 2-0. Now, today, could you win today 2-0? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, these Crochet games, you might have to win 2-0.
It's a bit, you hate to keep saying it, and I question Crochet going into his last start. I'm not really questioning him today. I know he had a bad start against the Mariners. I don't think there's much to that rivalry. We were at it when he had his bad start against the Mariners.
Yep.
But it's kind of a big start for Crochet. It's like,
it is.
You won your first game without Devers. The offense did nothing last night. Now you can win this first series without Devers. Your ace is on the mound.
And he's coming off a heck of a game.
You're starting up a road trip, your longest road trip of the year. It's a pretty big start for Crochet. I'm confident.
No, it's not.
I didn't say he's not going to pitch well. I'm confident he's going to pitch well, but let's just call it what it is. They need him to come through today.
He didn't pitch well against the Mariners last time.
Nope, that's true. We were there. The dumper is.
Yeah, dumper's the MVP of the league. Dumper's dumper's insane. Don't even pitch to the big dumper. Cal Raleigh, by the way, we had a texter the other day. We were talking about the dumper. I don't think we ever said his name.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's a household name.
You got to know.
If you don't know the big dumper.
Household nickname, anyway.
You got a big dumper in your pants if you don't know big dumper.
So, I'm pissed Crochet's not going up against Devers this weekend.
That's true.
I wanted to see that. Devers might have 10 hits this weekend.
Well, if he gets Walker P. Euler, he's definitely going to tee off.
No, he gets, I think it's Dobbins, Bayo, Giolito.
Nice.
Dong, dong, dong.
Can you bet 2 home runs against
you? You can. You definitely can. You absolutely can bet 2 dogs.
I bet Judge for a double dog game earlier
that
this year.
That might be the Sportsbook Island pick of the week. Stay tuned. That might be it.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.